Politicians are advancing a global plan. The plan of the Antichrist. This is the doctrine of Lucifer, which Freemasons, Knights Templar, and members of the Illuminati global network of secret societies follow. Their goal is the total spiritual and ecological destruction of the world. They use advanced technology to spy on and kill whoever gets in their way. The Illuminati is a global network of witch covens, black magicians, and Freemasons. They use a secret code of numbers and words to communicate the plan to one another. They hold rituals right in the heart of the British Parliament and Washington, D.C. The Illuminati have designed the United States as the headquarters for their barbarous plan to bring about the apocalyptic prophecies of the Antichrist. This film is the true story of the Luciferian elite, the true history of the ancient Illuminati, who have created a global fascist dictatorship. This is the true plan of those who serve the Antichrist. Once you have learnt the techniques used by the Illuminati-controlled media and understood the significance of their rituals, you will have the power to stop the Antichrist conspiracy.
You were both in Skull and Bones, the secret society.
It's so secret we can't talk about it.
What does that mean for America? The conspiracy theorists are going to go wild.
I'm sure they are. I don't know. I haven't seen the web.
Number 322.
Before we go, you and George Bush were both members of Skull and Bones, the secret society at Yale. The rule is, if someone mentions Skull and Bones, you walk out of the room. If you're both in a presidential,
get rid of me here,
you're both in a presidential debate, and the moderator says Skull and Bones, do you both leave the podiums?
I doubt it.
You'll hang in there.
I think you'll see both of us have a terrific. You know, I'd love to have a debate with the president right now.
This were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. Just so long as I'm the dictator, 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 I'm the dictator.
This evilarchy does exist. And that the eye on the pyramid is the eye not only of Horus, but the eye of Lucifer. And if you take a look at the symbology in London, you take a look at the Illuminati Luxor Hotel in Las Vegas. You take a look at structures all over the world. They have told us what they are doing. They have identified themselves. We are identifying the enemy. We have identified the enemy.
Satanists do not take part in certain rituals with certain sounds and certain places and certain colors and certain, verbal statements. They don't do it because, oh, that'd be nice, let's say that, and then we'll like, shall we have a bit of red, or what do you think? No, it's done because everything in this reality is vibration. Consciousness in this reality is vibration. Everything is a vibrational field. This is how astrology works. When we're born, where the planets are sending out vibrational projections that are affecting the vibrational field that we are born into, and that's why we are affected differently at different times of the year. Therefore, they understand this, and they're manipulating these vibrational fields all the time to manipulate us. And so these rituals are just a pageant. It's like the Freemasonic rituals. You know, you talk to Freemasons, the vast majority of Freemasons, not trying to manipulate anyone, not on a mass scale anyway. And they'll say, so what about these rituals, mate? Do silly things, road transit, up and bare your bloody breast. I don't know, it's an ancient bloody tradition, I don't know what it's all about. Anyway, they do a nice dinner, you know, so you only have to do it once. They don't realize that these initiation rituals are actually set up to affect the participants in a certain way that allows these other dimensional entities, which folklore have talked about for thousands of years all over the bloody planet, this theme of possession by demons. These are entities that exist just outside the frequency range of the five senses. Because, you know, again, because of the suppression of basic knowledge of who we are and the nature of life, we become child's play to manipulate. For instance, people look through their eyes and they think they're seeing everything in the space they're looking at. No, they're seeing a fraction of it. They're seeing a tiny frequency range that the five senses can access. Just like if you tune to Radio 1, you get Radio 1. You don't get Radio 2, you get Radio 1. And this is why, you know, if there was a cat in this room now, it might be reacting to what is to us here empty space. But it's not empty space to the cat because it has a greater visual frequency range. Now, just outside the frequency range of the five senses are entities that are manipulating this five-sense reality through these particular bloodlines. And one of the key places where this possession takes place is during these satanic rituals and gatherings, when the vibrational environment is created by the ritual that allows this takeover of the mental and emotional processes of these people to take place. And this is why you'll meet so many people who've known famous politicians and staff when they started in politics or before they came into politics. And they'll say, you know, mate, that guy ain't the bloke that I knew. Well, mentally and emotionally, that's literally true in a lot of cases because of this possession that takes place. And people think it's kind of far-fetched and maddening. That may happen in Babylon, but not now. Well, please. That very thought is the greatest defense mechanism this grotesque conspiracy has to protect it.
I was an FBI agent for 27 and a half years. At the time of my retirement, I was the senior special agent in charge of the FBI Los Angeles Division. I have been qualified in the courts as an expert on cults and satanic ritual abuse. I have information from various sources that judges, law enforcement, prosecutors, attorneys, doctors, and many, many prominent individuals, including actors, actresses, professional football and baseball players, are involved in these type activities. If you go back 225 or 30 years ago, you have what we call the Illuminati that was established in 1776. And the goals of the Illuminati, this is all very well documented, are to take over the world. One of the best ways of taking over the world is to control people's minds and to take over a country through control of the minds. So what's happening in America, and based on my research and my interviews with numerous individuals, is that the powers that be, the higher-ups, the people in the Illuminati are using the satanic cults as a means and as a tool to condition individuals and to make them victims of the mind control, MKUltra mind control program. There's probably close to 4 million practicing Satanists in the United States alone based on my intelligence information.
The conspiracy theory probably have no basis in fact at all. But I like the theory about the world being descended from extraterrestrials who came here about 4,000 years ago, interbred with some human beings and have been ruling the rest of us ever since. I like that theory because it has a science fiction eeriness and charm to it.
Now, ancient Babylon appears to have been the center for this network and these bloodlines in the ancient world.
When it moved across to Rome, that's when we had the Roman Empire. When it eventually moved across to London, the great British Empire expanded these bloodlines to the Americas, to Africa, to Australia, through Asia to China. And then when you start to do the genealogy to complete the circle of the people in positions of power today, like the presidents of the United States, for instance, and this is mainstream genealogy, not conspiracy research genealogy, you see the same bloodline coming up over and over and over again, and you realize the obsession the Illuminati have with bloodline, then pieces seem to fit.
This Illuminati, which is sort of, a group of people who are smarter and better and faster and quicker than the rest of us, are pulling the strings. Now, if they've really been around for 2, 3, 4, 5,000 years, you kind of wonder why they haven't managed to, you know, take over the world yet. It's been a long time.
When you put all this information together, the way the same bloodlines turn up in the positions of power, not just now, but way back in history, I've identified with different sources of genealogical research a bloodline that starts in ancient Sumer in Egypt and comes up to George W. Bush and the Bush family and many other people in the world today, Al Gore as well. And the people in it are some of the great names and changes of the world throughout human history of the last 5,000 years. It's unbelievable.
Who are these fish people? Perhaps the answer lies with our goddess. She was known as Ishtar or Inanna. She was known as a warrior, goddess of the witches, the light bearer, goddess of magic. Could she have been from outer space? On the Boeing poster for the Prometheus Mars mission, they show a sun low on the horizon with two astronauts coming upon Sumerian architecture on Mars. But not until the Phoenix has landed. Could the Death Star be real? Cassini sent back photos of Saturn's moon, Iapetus. There's a 12-mile-high wall surrounding the exact equator. Or this fresco, Abydos. Could it be ancient technology being used today? In our future? Could this be the Phoenix? So have ancient astronauts visited our planet? Seeded civilization? One group certainly thinks so. They're known as the Raelians. And their leader, Rael, was a race car driver from France until he was contacted by an extraterrestrial race who said they were our gods, the Nephilim. And they gave Rael a message. They told him to prepare humanity for their arrival by building an embassy in Israel. But the symbol the Nephilim gave Rael offended a few people for its Kabbalistic roots, or worse. So they softened the symbol to appease. Rael was given one other task, to prepare humanity for the new age of longevity through genetic manipulation. So he stood before Congress, and he told them, in the beginning, the Nephilim created mankind through genetic manipulation. We will do no different. If you ban cloning today, you're simply postponing the inevitable and we're going to do it anyway. They announced the birth of Eve on December 25th, 2001.
About when he introduced Adolf Hitler. This is Hitler's dream come true. This is a nightmare. This is the tombstone upon all sovereignty for all nations for all time. The United Nations must fall for freedom to live.
Where institutions of freedom have lain dormant, the United Nations can offer them new life. These institutions play a crucial role in our quest for a new world order. An order in which no nation must surrender one iota of its own sovereignty. An order characterized by the rule of law rather than the resort to force.
World War I, World War II were both created to bring about the United Nations. They're in the war business. Wars, like bridges, are engineered. This New World Order is in the war business. And to create the war, they can then say that they want peace. They couldn't, this would never have been built without the aid of World War I, without the aid of World War II. It's not of Christ, of Buddha. It's not of the Muslim faith. It is a satanic order.
I think the most important first thing to say is that a policy for a new world order does exist that's often poo-pooed and made fun of in the mainstream press, and yet the reality is it's there.
Where institutions of freedom have lain dormant, the United Nations can offer them new life. These institutions play a crucial role in our quest for a new world order.
Their agenda is control. Control of our currency, control of our families, of our freedoms, of our religions. They want it all. There's nothing that you have, or ever had, or ever hope to have that they're not planning to take it away. They want it all.
are we being ruled by politicians who consult with Baphomets and demons?
Yes, we are. The way the world is structured is like a compartmentalized pyramid. Pyramids within pyramids, like Russian dolls, one dollar side of the dollar side of the dollar. So you have a compartmentalized pyramid that is the British government, for instance, where the people at the bottom don't know what the top is really going towards, what the agenda really is. Just as in, you know, in a bank, you know, you've got a bank, but the people at the bottom of the bank who take the checks over the counter, they don't know what's going on above them, and they don't know what's going on above them. And eventually, in all these pyramids, you have a tiny little number of people at the top that are actually the only people that know how the whole game fits together. Everyone else is just playing their part in ignorance. And so what the Illuminati do is they make sure that only their people, or those that are not a problem to them, will reach those levels of power in which decisions have to be made to push this agenda forward. When people say sometimes, well, you see these people everywhere, you see these one and these one other, no, hold on a second. No, they're at these high positions of power. Therefore, because of this process of filtering them out, if you're not one of us, mate, you ain't going to get sponsored by the right people to get to these positions of power. And if you slip through the net, there's going to be a scandal, or there's going to be something we're going to bring up that's going to bring you down, because you're not one of our guys. And so therefore, the ratio of people who are into these dark satanic rituals, etc., to positions of real power in the world, are very, very high compared with the general population, where it's nothing like as high. And so the question answers itself in my experience when people say, do you think the Prime Minister of Britain's involved? And my reply is he the Prime Minister of Britain? Yeah, well, he's involved, particularly Britain. Because the reason that you cannot put a cigarette paper between the British Prime Minister ever and the President of the United States, whether Democrat or Republican, is because both are answering to exactly the same masters. And Blair and Bush, who are gophers, I mean, the real power you don't see. They're just, they're on public display, they're still at gopher level. They are far more terrified of those in the shadows dictating to them than they are of public reaction to them. Because the most that public reaction can do is kick them out. It's not the most that the people in the shadows can do. I was talking years, indeed, before Blair came to power, that Blair was a chosen one and that he would be brought through. And one of his tasks would be to take Britain into the Euro, among many other things. And this is why Bush and Blair speak from the same song sheet, because the same people are handing out the song sheets. So yes, absolutely is involved, and so are the British royal family. There's rituals that go on at places like Balmoral. And if what really goes on comes out, and it will, people like Bush and Blair and the British royal family will have to reincarnate many times to complete the sentence.
The New World Order, it seems, goes back to the very beginnings of civilization itself.
When you get back into the ancient world, you find a stunning common theme. Gods with advanced knowledge that created ancient advanced civilizations which modern archaeology and history still cannot explain. These gods, which appeared to be of a reptilian genetic stream originally, interbred with humanity, creating hybrid bloodlines, which were a fusion of the gods and humanity.
there's something rotten in Denmark.
Monitor, we put together a list of the top corporate criminals of the 1990s. We went back and looked at all of the criminal fines that corporations had paid in the decade. Exxon pled guilty in connection to federal criminal charges with the Valdez spill and paid $125 million in criminal fines. General Electric was guilty of defrauding the federal government and paid $9.5 million in criminal fines. Chevron was guilty environmental violations and paid $6.5 million. Mitsubishi was guilty of antitrust violations and paid $1.8 million. IBM was guilty of illegal exports and paid $8.5 million. Pfizer, the German manufacturer, was guilty of antitrust violations. Wallet was guilty of food and drug regulatory violations. Sears was guilty of financial fraud. Singtel was guilty of fraud. Environmental violations. Guilty of Korean Airlines. Guilty of an antitrust violation. Paid $500 million in criminal fines.
They want to kill you. They want to control you. They want to use you. They want to abuse you. Kill, control, or incarcerate. That's the program. That's what they want. And they're going to get their way if you give in. 911? That's just the beginning. These people are history. They're going to go. I mean, that's the program. 8 out of 10. They want to reduce the population of the world by 80%. That means 4 out of 5 of these good people here would be eliminated. Can they do it? They can with your help. All you have to do is nothing. Simply nothing. And they'll do it. Christians, Muslims, Jews, all across America, that's the program. I mean, you've got to understand what this is all about. It's the land of make-believe. It's illusion and confusion. It's control. The managed media, hey, is owned by the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds, ABC, NBC, and CBS. It's becoming a police state. Patriot Act 2, it's right on the brink, and we're right on the edge of having police control every aspect of your life. Your television, what you see, what you eat, where you go, what you do. And here they come, America. It's already started in Britain on every corner there's a camera.
CCTV cameras everywhere. They're on the London Underground, they're on buses, they're on every street. There are cameras to make sure that you don't cross a red light. There are cameras to make sure you don't go in bus lanes. Cameras everywhere. Every shop, every shopping center. But people don't notice it anymore. I mean, George Orwell's prophecy of 1984 has come true.
They want you to have a national ID, a mark in the back of your hand, a biochip.
Chaos is soon to come.
Freedom is under attack by hysterical and well-funded Christian psychotics, intellectually undernourished leaders who lie and manipulate information, overfed, baby Huey, coward bitch motherfuckers like Karl Rove and their suck-up weakling apologists like Sean Hannity. To question authority is to be somehow unpatriotic, un-American, and in league with terrorists worldwide? Fuck you! With even election results becoming more and more questionable, the Constitution a thing to be manipulated, ignored, and frivolously amended, even democracy itself seems to be on the run. So where's the one place you can go and tell your version of the truth, rail against liars, fakes and propagandists with your own unique propaganda, sign your name to it, and let the whole world know how you feel? That's right, the internet. Perhaps responsible for the most substantial shifts in culture in the last several decades. There's so much freedom and potential on the World Wide Web that one is barely able to get one's head around it. Who in their right mind would dare to regulate or charge websites to be on the internet? Who would dare to rain on a parade so fantastic that many of us would not know what to do without our high-speed connection and our lives on the internet? Actually, some very powerful forces. Telco companies want to make you pay for your site to be carried on the internet. If you can't afford to pay, guess what? That's right, your cyber history, pal. The Bush administration wants major internet and phone companies to keep track of where their customers surf, all in the name of the war on terror, don't you know? How much do you want to bet they want the internet regulated, contained, and thrown into a cell at Guantanamo Bay? For a country that talks so much about freedom being on the march, seems to me that some people want anything but. If they come for your freedom, you must not only resist, you must strike back with a vengeance that will stun them. On this front, if your anger and outrage are not at the forefront, then you're already dead. Dead to me, anyway. Fuck these cowards, these traitors, these enemies of democracy. Thanks for watching the show this season. Never relent.